What's your type?
What's your type?
What's your type?
What's your type?
All right. Hello and welcome back to What's Your Type podcast.
The podcast about why we want what we want and why we do who we do. I am your host, Sarah Hartshorn.
And I am your other host, Tyler Mead. And in the studio apartment with us right now, we have comedian, actress, host of the How Come podcast, dear friend of the pod, Remy Casimir, everybody.
Yay!
We're
I
all so excited.
I love that you said in the studio apartment. That is the funniest shit I've ever heard in my life.
It is a studio apartment.
Do you say that every episode?
I sure do. And
it's
only women compliment me on it.
What does that say?
I've enjoyed very much since we have only had one straight male guest.
And two male.
And two male guests. And we have been trying to get another straight guy to come in, but he has flaked repeatedly. And so I am assuming that all straight men are very flaky. Do not compliment and everything that they do, I just attribute to the entire gender and sexuality.
I will say most people who have been late to How Come have been straight men. Interesting.
Wow, straight men late to a podcast about women getting off? Interesting.
Interesting.
Is their timing not quite right?
Do they not know where to go?
Do they get lost?
Could they not find the button to the elevator?
Do they just hang out right to the left of the building for like way too long?
Yeah,
for
and
no
they're
reason?
Like, I'm pretty sure this is your
is
building.
I'm pretty sure I'm here.
Like you keep saying that your building is the other building, but I'm pretty sure
pretty
this
sure.
looks like your building.
This was my ex-girlfriend's building, so for sure this is your building.
Do they ever insist where you're like, no, I want you to come in the front door, and they're like, no, there's this door in the back that I really want to try for the first time right now with no prep beforehand.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
They do.
This is.
And I'm like, there's a guy back there, and he's not going to let you in.
What's his name?
His name's Elvis, honestly.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
like, there's a real man.
Yeah, there's a real man.
He has a family.
It's not open on Sundays.
Like Chick-fil-A.
No, Remy is not Chick-fil-A. We're not
I am
calling
not
any part of Remy.
No, I'm
Chick-fil-A.
Sorry. Okay. All right.
If you were
well,
a fast
what took
food
the
chain,
metaphor too far.
What do you think you would be?
Ooh.
I have my guess.
What's the... I think probably Potbellies.
Interesting.
Does it count as a fast food?
Yeah, I would count it.
Yeah, like I love sandwich. I think sandwich is the most important meal of the day.
I agree. I've actually never had Potbelly. Is it good sandwich?
Good sandwich.
Okay.
Yeah.
I find that fast food like deli meat has a taste that I don't like. Does it have that?
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay.
I don't think so.
I'm intrigued.
I just remember there was a report from like years and years ago that was like, Potbelly. Wait, is that even what you said?
Yeah.
Potbelly's peanut butter and jelly sandwich has more calories than like a Big Mac because they just put so much in it.
Okay.
And it was, but also like when you look at a Big Mac, it's actually only like
yay
big. Whereas a sandwich on sandwich bread is enormous.
That sounds delicious.
I wonder how they're competing in protein though. Like, is there more protein? Is there protein in peanuts?
Yeah, some.
Yeah, it would be an interesting breakdown because you're comparing beef to peanut butter. So it's, both are like a very high fat content to protein.
Uh-huh.
I'm so curious how it would match up.
I'm so curious.
Because Potbelly is just by volume might win.
Wait, what were you going to say if I didn't say Potbelly's?
I thought maybe Dunkin'.
I love Dunkin'.
See, and like.
They also have sandwich.
They do have sandwich.
Breakfast
but they
sandwich.
They stopped making my favorite sandwich, so.
Which one?
Sandwich? The Impossible Breakfast Sandwich. It was so good. It was so good and it was so filling.
They're like, we only want sandwiches who actually are who they say they are.
No lying sandwiches.
Yeah. The sandwiches.
No stolen valor sandwich. I'm just kidding, you guys. If you're vegan, that's great.
Sarah, do you have a fast food chain you identify with that you think you would be?
Well, so identify with and like, those are different.
Different.
Yeah. See, I can see how you're Potbelly, though, because you're like surprisingly classy, but also hearty and filling and down to earth.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And also just like, you're good for a long day.
Thank you.
Yeah. I identify with, I feel like something, I don't know. Is there a fast food chain that has to get up really early in the morning because of the life stage they're at, but naturally is actually a night person? Is that
McDonald's.
Yeah, I was also going
to
say
McDonald's now does breakfast, and they used to just be like day and like evening
and
people.
Used to be late. I don't want to be McDonald's because I feel like I'm not that universally beloved. But who I'll take it.
What do you mean? 100 billion served.
100 billion served, bitches. Big Mac.
That's what they call it.
McDonald's arches, they're like kind of chic.
Also, yeah. Like,
they are kind of chic.
If you were to be a fast food joint, it would have to be one that has a playhouse.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You know what? Here's what I'll say. I am McDonald's in the 90s.
Yes.
Because also I really love Maschino, and they did a McDonald's fashion.
McDonald's when they first started doing breakfast.
When they first started doing breakfast and when they first had the play pits.
Yeah.
And it's a little gross.
And it's a little gross.
But it's worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so fun.
And that's you.
And that's definitely me. What are you, Tyler?
I'm trying to think.
Popeyes.
I know. Popeyes!
Look, if I can be Popeyes, I'm thrilled. I love Popeyes.
Yeah, it's like a little underrated, but like delicious once you get there.
I'm delicious.
Ooh, and a little spicy.
And a little spicy.
Yeah.
Surprisingly spicy.
Surprisingly spicy. With also, sometimes it's like you have to want what you want. You have to want Popeyes to go to Popeyes. Yeah. You can't go to Popeyes and want a burger. You're not going to get it.
Also, I know this is maybe controversial. I love a Popeyes biscuit.
Why is that controversial?
Because people are like, it's so thick. How am I supposed to get through this? And it's
so
like,
are
with
you.
Love.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You are surprisingly thick.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For those of you who can't see, because we're not recording video.
Pointed at the tushy.
Point at my butt.
Yeah, yeah,
This is also like a very full circle moment, because the first time I ever met you was for a podcast recording.
Oh my God, yeah.
And
but you were in a different seat. You were the producer.
Yes. I also think I had to come swoop you from a Dunkin' Donuts, now that I'm thinking about it. Because I think you were like, I can't find the entrance, which is a very funny thing to say after our little discussion.
Probably.
Can you come swoop me from this Dunkin'?
No, I couldn't.
Hard.
You're
yeah,
right.
It was such a confusing building.
But people did say it was a confusing building. And like, I'm kind of a confusing building, so I get it.
Why would you say you're a confusing building?
Well, the nature of my podcast.
Yeah. Do you want to tell people a little bit about
it? Sure. Okay. So I started How Come because I had never had an orgasm at the age of 27. I really wanted to learn. So I was like, I'll do the obvious thing and I'll start a podcast. And I used the podcast as a vehicle to learn how to do so. And now I'm 34 and I'm kind of back in the dark ages. I like don't come very often anymore.
Well, yeah, you lost your orgasm.
Yeah, I had
right?
like a drought as fuck for like 6 straight months.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. But it was really interesting because I started having people on, because in the beginning of How Come we used to have people on to give me assignments and then tell me about their first time coming, and we've kept their stories like throughout this whole thing, but the assignments dried up because I was coming.
Yeah.
And now we've started bringing assignments back again, and it's been like really fun and interesting. And now I do it maybe once every like 2 weeks.
Okay.
Love
yeah.
That. Also, I don't. So I think you're aware of how wide reaching your podcast is at this point.
Yeah. I mean,
do you know what a laugh it gets every time someone says the name of your podcast and actually like. Gets. I still remember I was listening to like Race Chaser at one point with Alaska and Willem.
Yes.
And Willem heard it, stopped the podcast, and was like, How come?
Yeah.
It's called How Come.
Yeah.
And she's trying to figure out how to come. She was like,
Alaska
that's so funny.
Goes, I want to know how come. It's like my favorite audio clip ever.
It's so funny. I was so happy when I heard that.
Yeah.
I was like, that's perfect. They should have you on.
Yeah.
They should have you on.
I reached out to them to have them on How Come, and they said yes, and then I reached out for dates, and then it never happened. But maybe I'll reach out again.
Follow up. Hit
yeah.
up their producer, Big Dipper. He's
okay.
probably a little better about responses.
Yeah, I'm not good at responses, so I kind of understand when things fall through.
Yeah.
Can I ask, so you are also recently out of the closet, correct?
I don't know if so recent, but...
What is time?
Yeah, exactly.
Within
You're right.
the past 5 years.
Within
oh
the past
my God,
5 years.
No, it's not recent. You're right. Somebody.
Because you've been pretty bi as long as I've known you.
Yeah.
Really?
And so it's so interesting because I feel like I had to keep coming out and then I would just like go back in.
I did too.
You know?
Because I would forget to tell people.
Like I would come out in circles where I felt comfortable.
Okay.
So like I think I first came out to like an improv troupe mm-hmm. I was hanging out with one day. Mm-hmm. And it was like this great discussion and stuff. And then
yes, and what else?
I wouldn't hook up with you, but this is how I feel. Oh. And then I think I just didn't have any relationships where it was comfortable. And I was consistently like in other relationships with men.
Yeah.
Right.
So every time I have to keep doing it to family members who like conveniently forget every so often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could tell a story, but
well,
I don't want to ruin any lives today.
One thing that I found very interesting, we've only been doing this podcast for a couple of months now. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of women on as guests, all comedians. With one exception, I think, at this point, mm-hmm. every female comic we've had on, Sarah is very good about asking the question, like, what are you into? Like, how do you identify? Like, yeah. What's the whole thing?
Although all usually of these I women, just say, are you straight straight? Because yeah. A lot of them.
I was giving you some credit.
I appreciate that, but I do want to.
All of the women we've had on, with one exception, have been like, oh, I've hooked up with women. And we've asked the follow-up of like, do you consider yourself bisexual? And a lot of them are like, honestly, no, because I feel like I can't claim the title.
That is so fucking real. I have gotten over that hump. And I don't think anybody should ever like put a pressure on themselves to like do anything sexually for any reason besides you are there and you want to do it. You know, like there are so many, and I've been guilty of this myself, where I'm like, well, I need to go fuck a girl because then it proves like my gayness more or whatever. And then I end up hooking up with somebody I am not into. And then what does that prove? That doesn't prove anything to anybody.
Yeah.
Because you're not. And I've had sex like this with men, too, where I'm like, I need to go out and I need to have a one night stand. And it's not a good one night stand because I'm not there to like, ooh, I really like this person. We're having like a passionate fucking thing. And it's good. Like, you're not going to have any good memories that way.
Yeah.
So if you feel the thing that you are, you can say that. And what is it hurting anybody?
That's always my question.
You can always go. You can always decide, I'm not.
Yeah.
But like in the moment, is it hurting anyone?
No.
Well, a thing that gets talked about a lot, and it's like a big difference between like women's sexuality and men's sexuality. The thing that I hear a lot is like, once a guy does something gay, they're gay. Like,
well, that's society.
Right, right. I'm not saying this is like a truth. I'm saying this is kind of the perception. Like, the second you touch another man's penis, gay. Like, labels there. There's a little more, like, societal acceptance for women to, like, let's say experiment in quotes. Because I think it's a little silly to say that, like, women saying, like, oh, I'm attracted to someone. I want to make out with this girl. Like, I'm not so sure how much of that is experimenting. It's like, I'm having a good time.
And, yeah,
like,
there's no scientific process. You're not in a lab. That's not an experiment at all.
I would love it if the second you start having gay thoughts, you have to break out some beakers.
A Bunsen burner.
Yeah, very Rob Anderson tea.
I would say also a lot of my first making out with girls was, quote unquote, for guys.
Yeah, a lot of women have said that.
Like, and there isn't that the opposite way?
Which, there's... Women need to get better at objectifying men. I'm so sorry. Oh, make fully. Us kiss.
No, one time in eighth grade, I was in a car on the way to like winter formal, and this guy like put it out there. He said, if you two make out, then we'll make out. And the other guy was like, I'm not making out with you. But I was like, but I love where your head's at.
Yeah.
It's a great joke in Broad City when like they're at a party and they're like, this party's an eight. Because they're like, I love when straight guys make out with each other. And I'm like, because the way that like, straight like really bro-y straight male friends are with each other involves more physical touch than I have with any of my friends.
Have you ever seen a rugby game?
It's so hot.
It's
I love the Gotham so rugby hot. Team
they has pick like, each other up by their underpants.
Yeah,
they love it.
There's a gay rugby league in New York.
They pull each other around the field. Oh, it's just fantastic.
The workouts,
yeah.
When they I have like weights the on them and they're like crawling Instagram. Across the floor, I'm like, oh my.
Yeah.
my celebrity crush, Paul Mescal, also turned me on to Gaelic rugby, which is...
Gaelic.
Gaelic as hell.
They're all a bunch of gays.
Gaelic
just licking
my ass.
Stuff. Yeah. I wish he would. No, but like, it's even more intense. And he had like a very funny... Because have you seen those slutty photos of him like jogging around New York in the tiniest shorts ever?
Can I be honest? I don't know who that man is.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
He's like a hunky
Irish actor. In love with him.
So he just did the dumbest interview. He said the dumbest thing in an interview, a straight man.
Did he give you the ick?
No. It was...
I was going to be so sad for you.
Someone made a joke about like, oh, there's all these photos of you like in your little running shorts, like going around New York and you've got The Wire and everyone's like, oh, how I long to be the iPhone in Paul Mescal's pocket.
Hilarious, yeah.
And he's like giggling about it because he knows it's all gay guys thirsting after him.
Yeah.
All of his friends are gay, it looks like, too.
No, there's a lot of girls on TikTok I've seen talking about him.
Yeah, yeah, and...
He was in, what was he in?
Normal People. Normal People, All of Us Strangers, Foe, Lost Daughter, and upcoming Gladiator 2.
Zero.
I'm a huge fan of
Have seen Zero.
But...
Yeah, also have seen Zero. Honestly, was just saying in case maybe you'd seen some of
No.
them.
But they're like, they said this joke about, like, to be the phone in his pocket, because he always wears wired headphones so you can see where it's going. And he's like giggling and he's like, this probably isn't going to help me or my case at all. But he was like, I wear Gaelic rugby shorts. They don't have pockets. He was like,
whoa.
The phone's just stuffed in my underwear, guys. And it was like, well, now everyone wants. Anyway, let's get on with the
everyone
podcast.
Everyone wants to get their hands on that phone.
Yeah.
Or be the phone.
Mm-hmm. We're talking a little bit about sexuality and attraction. So, yeah. Remy, two-part answer for you. Okay. Always a fun one. What's your type? Because you can, I'm sure they're different for men and women.
Oh, no.
No.
I mean, not no. I'm not going to say no because I like mask and femme of all, but I like, just like cuteness.
Okay. Say more.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like, hotness is really great to look at, but cuteness is, like, just so much more digestible to me. Like, I've never hooked up with, and this is no disrespect to anybody with chiseled abs,
any of my exes. They've been through so much.
But I've never hooked up with a hyper-muscular person.
Okay.
Or, like, somebody who's really in shape. Like, when I was on the dating apps, if I saw that you were, like, somebody who's, like, marathon running or whatever, I was like, left! Like, I was like, absolutely not. A, because, like, we just don't have the same headspace. Mm-hmm. But, like, I really, like, appreciate, like, a soft place to land.
Okay.
So, like, my current boyfriend, very soft tummy. Even when he was, like, the skinniest in his life, like, he had a soft stomach. Jason Siegel is a big crush of mine.
Ooh, great crush.
Great crush.
Is he not muscly?
No.
If you see him in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, like,
I was thinking of someone else.
Who?
He's very tall.
I was thinking of the bald guy who's in the Fast and the Furious movie.
Hilarious. No.
Not that one. The other one.
Wait, who's the
or,
other?
Or, no, he's in... Okay, no, wait. He's...
Jason Statham?
Jason Statham. Thank you.
No.
Well done.
I've never hooked up with a bald guy.
Never?
My dad is kind of bald. He's kind of always been bald. And okay. I don't,
interesting.
Yeah, I've always liked a bit of a flow.
Okay.
I like a baldy every now and then.
Mm-hmm. I think they're very handsome to other people. But again, that's more handsome than cute.
Yeah.
Okay. So Jason Segel, a good celebrity.
Jonathan Groff, like,
okay.
Obvious.
Is Seth Rogen on there?
No.
Interesting. Why?
He has a hard edge to him.
No, he doesn't. He is cute, but I think maybe not feminine enough.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know, like, he's very manly and, like...
And Jason Segel has a little, like...
He's got a little girl in him.
Pretty nice, long lashes.
Pretty hairless. Like, I feel like Seth Rogen can grow a beard in, like, a day.
Yeah.
I need somebody who could take, like, 2 weeks.
Who's the Irish guy who's in This Is 40 and Bridesmaids?
Oh, he's so cute.
Right.
Oh!
He's, like, exactly...
Chris O'Dowd.
Chris O'Dowd. Yeah.
Yeah. He's so cute.
He is cute.
Yeah, he's very cute. So I remember like early high school era Tyler. I was like, what's that now?
Yeah.
What's this? Same thing happened with Adam Pally when he was playing Max on Happy Endings.
Adam Pally, too much beard.
See, I like a little more
you like
mask
more
than
hair.
You.
Yeah.
I like hair. I like muscle. Like, we deviate slightly.
Yeah. Someone else. So, Robert Pattinson. Classically, like, so fucking hot, right?
Yeah.
But cute. Like, he's so cute with his little smirk and,
he
like.
He's kind of cute.
Interesting.
I feel like long lashes are a theme that I'm.
Yeah.
So all of these guys have, like, very expressive.
Like, beautiful
big,
boys.
Beautiful blinky boys.
Yeah.
Beautiful blinky boys.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
I'm very curious.
Blinky boys.
That was beautiful. I am very curious. So this is Beardy Paul Mescal, who I don't think you're super for. And
what
this
about
is
the priest from
not Beardy Paul Mescal. And he's a very pretty, cute boy.
I'd have to see him in action. Because right now he just looks like somebody who wrestles.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, that's in my wheelhouse. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What do you were going to
say? I was
going to
say the
Scott?
Priest from Fleabag.
So cute.
So cute.
They have
so
a movie out together.
Never mm-hmm. like fantasized about him, but definitely like got the tingles in my fingers when I watched their scenes together.
Yes, same. I loved their chemistry more than I wanted it for me. I just was like, that's hot. I love that so much. For you, vicarious.
Oh, yeah. Him drunk on canned gin and tonics. Oh, fuck
yeah.
You calling me father like it doesn't turn you on.
Yeah.
That line's incredible.
He's so cute. Yeah. Okay, he's so hot.
He's very, he's also very
also,
gay.
He did like a GQ shoot or something where they were like shooting up at him and I was like, I can pretend he's tall. I can get into this. I can make this work.
He's not short. He's like 5'11".
Yeah, but Sarah's tall.
I'm tall.
You're 5'11".
She likes,
yeah.
She wants to look up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I look best from above.
Yeah.
I don't
this
even like tall guys. I just look cute when you look down on me.
Do you know who I think is so cute?
Tell us.
Did you ever watch Greek on ABC Family?
No.
Did you ever watch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, you know the guy who plays Nathaniel, Scott Michael Foster?
So cute.
So cute.
So
wait,
cute. A cutie little blinky boy.
A cutie little blinky boy. Gorgeous eyes.
Beautiful eyes, very expressive.
Little mouth.
That's like a muscly man, though.
He is muscly. He's a muscly man now. But when I...
Oh, I see.
And I don't mind muscles. But again, these aren't like cut.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to say I'm going to throw a muscly man out of bed because I've been watching Physical 100 and they are fucking hot.
Yeah.
Like every guy on that show is hot. Mm-hmm. Not every guy. But there's this one actor guy that I'm like fucking... Take me.
Yeah.
And Ben's like, you're sitting next to me.
My unfortunate truth is that I really only go for like hottie, hot hotties. And I'm like, oh, this is not sustainable for me because most of these men are
stereotypically bad. Societally hot hotties.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't hate the idea of a guy who is super in shape. Like the one time that I did hook up with a guy who was like very muscly and super in shape, I had like a freedom physically. With him where I was like, I don't think like, not that I think I'm going to hurt anybody, but I just was like, I extra feel like I can lean into it and just really like go ham.
Yeah.
And that was, it was just fun. And I was like, and I feel like maybe you'll throw me around a little bit back and that's nice.
See, my most muscly exes would probably listen to this and be like, hey, you have hooked up with someone muscular.
I'm so muscular.
They're just so mad and they can't put
they
down
can't
their
even
arms.
Touch their hands to their sides.
They're just like, Remy's
they're
a
trying
liar.
To put their hands on their
comment,
hips, but
yeah.
They can't reach. But they didn't really like throw me around too much. And some, if you watch Physical 100, a lot of muscles are for show.
What is Physical 100? I've never even
it's
heard of this.
It's a Korean, like, it's not even an exercise competition, but it's like a challenge competition where it's actually fucking hilarious because they do a mold of everyone's bodies, men and women, and they're looking for the quote-unquote best body, but through feats of strength or feats of agility or whatever. And it's really like these, they're doing amazing things.
Mm-hmm.
But then I ran out of episodes the other day, so I started watching American Ninja Warrior. There is no best body because every American Ninja Warrior is like 2 inches tall.
Yeah.
They don't have any muscles. Then you watch basketball. They're very long. Like, there's good bodies for different things. Yeah. There is no, like, best body.
But... And if giving birth taught me anything, it's that all bodies are beautiful because all bodies are disgusting. All bodies are so gross.
So gross.
So gross.
Well, there's a big discourse that's been going around for the last week because there were those photos of, like, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce on a beach together. And everyone was like, Travis Kelce is fat and out of shape and lazy. And it's like, what are you guys talking about? Like, have you never seen a football player? Also,
yeah,
I am not one to, like, thirst after a straight man by any means.
Uh-huh.
Travis Kelce and his brother are both extremely hot.
Yeah, when they shave their beards.
See, you don't like the beard. I love a beard. I know Sarah's. So Sarah's type is Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can appreciate that they're good. I just don't want to kiss them.
They do not it for me at all. Way too all-American. That's the wrong kind of anger problem. That's
no.
Not
you,
hot at all.
You don't want anyone who would ever win prom king.
Nope, absolutely not. That's gross.
Your type has a little bit of prom king energy, but in
a little less I
want this boy who won prom king because everyone thinks he's, like, sweet.
Yeah, wanted a little bit through personality.
Yeah, you didn't want, like, the jock to win. You wanted, like, the sweet boy who, like, does a little bit of theater on the side.
100%.
Can I ask you about when it comes to women and, like, if there's...
Yeah, so I do love... I think Kristen Stewart is so easy to say for everyone.
She's so hot, though.
She's so hot, though.
So that's why it's, like, a little unfair to say her, because it's like, wait, what is your type? Because she does mask really well and she does femme really well. And but I'm in
that
love
coincides
with both
you're
of them.
Us.
Yeah.
Did you like the jockstrap pictures? I didn't like it when Kim Kardashian did it. Absolutely ate it up when Kristen Stewart did it.
Yeah. I literally was frothing. Yeah, she's super hot. Obviously, I also love those, like, there's, like, a bunch of, like, mask TikTokers that they'll
the one who folds towels.
I don't know that one.
Oh, I don't go on TikTok, so honestly, every time I hear about it, it sounds insane to me. You're like, there's a TikToker who folds towels.
She
I love
just
her.
Folds towels. She's actually really not my type. She's a little bit too mask, and I realize now I'm pretty sure she uses she, her pronouns, or she did last time I obsessively clicked on her profile, but I'm not actually sure if that's true now, but yeah, she folds towels and it's hot, but she's very mask, and wears, like, button downs, and it's super hot and not really my type, but just her energy is just...
Yeah, if it's, like, a mask lesbian or a mask non-binary person, like, I love a soft face, and sometimes I call it, like, Boston face.
Yeah,
you know, where it's like they're so,
there's something Irish about it.
They're a little Irish, yeah, and their skin they're a little Irish, and their skin is just so soft, and they've got really good bone structure, and they probably have really beautiful eyes too.
Mm-hmm.
You're describing my boy. You're describing my sweet baby boy.
Mm.
Watch Normal People. I think you will be more.
He does have wrestling energy, though. I don't know.
Part of why I'm attracted. I've said it a lot. Part of the reason I'm attracted to him is, like, the energy he puts out, which is he does have the like in Normal People, which is a Sally Rooney book. He's playing, like, the cool, popular rugby player, but, like, he does not speak, and he's just, like, very quiet and very
that
reserved.
Is
and they think
no,
they
these
all
are not things that I like.
They
I
all
like...
think he's, like, an idiot, and it turns out he's, like, this genius, like, literature guy.
I don't want a quiet genius. I want, like, a loud idiot that's just, like, silly and soft.
I'm attracted to kind of the inverse of me, where I like someone who's a little quieter and has a little more gravity rather than, like, charm. Because I'm like that. Where I need people to like me. I will go to them and, like, try and get them to like me. I like when a man is just like, okay, like, you can come to me. I'm just going to hang out. And not in a malicious way. I like a warmth, but, like,
yeah,
I like the kind of balance of, like, cool and hot.
Yeah. I will say, too, because I don't want to alienate the, like, femme girlies. Like, I'm super into, like, stereotypically feminine women.
So if we were.
But. Hold on. Uh. Okay. I'm not going to put like a never on anything, but I like people who dress, but don't dress up like all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, so if you're like a quote unquote girly girl, I need you to be able to hang out in sweats as well. Cause then I'll just feel inadequate if like I'm looking like shit half the time and you're looking like so good.
I could never date a guy in fashion just because like the focus on clothes from like fashion gays, I am just a little bit like.
See, my best friend is a fashion gay and he has a great like juxtaposition of like when he's out in the world versus when he's like chilling at home.
Yeah.
Like I feel very like, comfortable still with him.
That's
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've just come in contact with the ones where like it's fashion. It's fashion 24/7.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, that's like, tough.
And I admire it. Like
I do too.
Violet Tchotchke to me is one of those people.
Oh,
where, like,
I love her.
I'm obsessed with Violet. And I also know for a fact that if we ever met, she probably wouldn't like me very much.
Hilarious.
Which I'm fully at peace with because I'm like, I get it. Like, I'm impressed by you.
Yeah.
So it's more important for me to have that.
Yeah.
But like she said, she's like, I will fully not be attracted to a man who's not my type because I don't like his socks. And I'm like, I could never be worried about that to that level.
Right. And again, respect it.
Absolutely.
Love it from afar.
It's not where my energy is.
But I'm just thinking about in a relationship, like I can't also be with somebody who is clean 24/7. I like a clean person.
Yeah.
But you also have to be down with the mess sometimes because like we're going to be messy sometimes.
Mm-hmm. But does that translate to your attraction? Because I feel like that's one of those things where it's like your higher self is aware of it, but is your like libido aware of it?
I think my libido is very like everything I've been saying, I'm noticing, but I already know this about myself, is could I be in a relationship with that person?
Right.
You know, it's not just like, oh, do I want to fuck that person? Like, I think about like my life with them and raising a family. Like, it's kind of, I fall under like the demisexual category where it's like, you have to be like emotionally invested.
Yeah.
And that's usually like, that's probably why I need to see Paul Mezcal in action.
Yeah.
To like fall in love with his little personality, or like when I developed my massive crush on Robert Pattinson, or when I would develop a crush on anybody, I would watch all of their interviews.
Yep.
And like get to know them as a person, like same. Really parasocial fucking shit.
Yeah. I was the same with celebrity crushes. I haven't really had one in a while. Like I don't.
Me neither.
But, and you know,
I think that's maturity.
I think it is maturity, but it's also so fun.
It's so fun.
It's so
fun. This is my first like true celebrity crush. Like before I was like, these are the celebrities I think are the hottest. And it was like, Oscar Isaac, Tom Hardy, and then someone else who I'm forgetting. Paul Mescal's the first one where I'm like, I need to watch more interviews with this boy. I'm just so fast.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm so fast.
It's
also
so
helped.
Fun.
His entire press circuit for this new movie he did, All of Us Strangers, has been with Andrew Scott, who plays Hot Priest in Fleabag.
Ooh.
So it's these two. It's a 48-year-old Irish gay man who's, like, an extremely well-renowned actor, and a 27-year-old straight Irish man who is, like, the
Irish priest is 48?
Yeah.
Paul Mezcal is 27?
Yeah.
I thought they were the same age.
I absolutely thought they were the same age.
Oh,
I absolutely.
Andrew Scott looks amazing. If you watch the movie they're in, I mean, like, they're both naked a lot.
Okay.
And like,
speaking of naked movies.
Yes.
I love that tall, tall boy.
Jacob Elordi.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I love him and
I have
his
a thing to
soft
say after
Boston
we stop recording.
Cheeks.
So this was actually a question I wanted to ask later on. Is there a celebrity who's like, where everyone's like, they're so hot, where you're like, I'm just not seeing it?
Oh, Christian Bale.
Do people think Christian Bale is hot?
That was actually my question too. Which Christian Bale?
A lot of people do, no?
Because he looks different in every movie.
Okay, so the other day I was with a bunch of friends and they were like, who would everybody say is hot and a very talented actor?
Oh.
You know,
and they said Christian Bale. Who would you say? Paul Mescal. Okay.
And Oscar Isaac.
Here's one for me. Ryan Gosling has never done anything for me in any movie ever.
Interesting.
For one
really?
No.
Interesting.
Oh, I think
I never.
He's very talented, but like.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he's hot when I see him off stage except for during the Barbie circuit. Like, he's been so hot for that. But
the
I
performance
used to,
of the Oscars was pretty hot.
Yeah. I never thought he was hot. And then in The Notebook, I love the character of him. And it's so beautiful. And he's so in love. And
do we like sweet Jewish Jake Gyllenhaal?
No.
No.
Really? I think he's very attractive. But I think if I ever learned what his personality was like, I would be immediately turned off.
My grandma dated his dad.
Right, you told
hilarious.
Me that.
And it's too, it's
too incestuous.
It's too incestuous. I can't, it's weird.
Sarah, do you have a celebrity where you're like, I just don't see it?
Yeah, Ryan Gosling.
Oh, he's that high up the list for you.
I think he's talented. No,
it's not about talent. It's this person's universally considered hot. I don't get it.
I don't get it. No, I don't. And there's a lot of celebrities that are very attractive that I am not attracted to, but I see it where I'm like, okay, I don't know. There's some, like, you know, they're symmetrical and I love that for them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't really understand.
Why'd you have to bring up symmetry?
Because I don't know. Like,
no, I'm just kidding.
For me, it's Adam Driver.
Oh, you don't see, think Adam Driver kind of does it for me.
But he's in your zone.
Because he's in my zone.
I would put Elordi on like a sliding scale with Adam Driver, where Adam Driver is like the more extreme version of it. Elordi's much cuter than he is. I think a lot of his appeal is in his height, if I'm being completely honest, for both of them. Like,
no, but Elordi's
so pretty.
He's
got a beautiful face. Scott, what do we call him?
A beautiful blinky boy.
Beautiful blinky boy.
He is a beautiful blinky boy.
Yeah, I guess I'm not as into that. Yeah. I like a little bit more of like a man.
Adam Driver is so weird to me though, because I will watch him talk and I will be like, this is gross. He is turning me off. Why do I still want to have sex with him though?
Oh.
It's very weird. I find him very weird
his
and
energy
very off-putting.
Is super sexy.
And it's super sexy.
And he's very talented.
He's very talented.
I find talent extremely hot.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I have a bunch of like
so
weird
confusing.
Fucking crushes that I will not say their names. I'm gonna mouth it to you.
You can tell us after too.
But like just because like they're comics that we know that I had crushes on before anything. And one of them, this is not a stereotypically hot person by any fucking metric.
Okay. And for those who didn't hear that, we're not going to tell you.
That pretty blinky boy.
You think
so?
He's a blinky, blinky boy. He's a really blinky.
I guess I just love peepers.
Look at the peepers. Yeah. Interesting.
I also think a lot of people would say he's like got beady little eyes, and like one of my exes had beady little eyes and I just loved it. And
no, they're big. They're big and round. Maybe they're beady. No, they're just have real intense focus.
I love a big round eye. You know who's got incredible eyes comedy wise? Kryn Fisher.
Yeah. Mm.
Huge eyes,
big
take up so much.
Yeah.
Take up so much real estate. And like every conversation I've ever had with her, I'm just like, it's almost intimidating how much I'm aware that you're listening to me, because her eyes are like spotlights. And I appreciate it so much, because I'm like, you are someone that I want to listen to me.
Yeah.
And now I've got to like
hit it. Yeah. The biggest eyes that I ever saw in person were Tyra Banks's. They're so big. They're so big because she also has a big head.
Yes.
Which you don't realize until I saw her in person. Because she's also very freaking tall, and she's got this big head, and her eyes were so big. And every time she would look at us, we would just like freeze a little bit.
She's That's what everyone says
so
about RuPaul, because like
even
the tallest drag queens
so
who get on Drag Race are like, I was not prepared to like, because everyone's like, we love Ru, we feel like we know her from the TV show, and she's like, and every girl, like even Bob, I think, who's like one of the most confident people to walk through that workroom, was like, RuPaul's intimidating.
Yeah.
And I've been in the same room with Bob and talked to Bob, and like Bob does this thing where he like makes you comfortable if he wants to. But he also loves to have someone be a little uncomfortable
and will play it up.
But then like giggle about it with you after he's done it.
Oh,
it's always
God.
Friendly. But like it's so fascinating to hear that from someone like that, where they're like, RuPaul's a tall man who when he looks at you, there's a little pee that comes out.
Yeah.
And, like, there's just no way around it.
Bob's the reason why I watch Drag Race.
That makes sense. Bob's a great, mine is
the
Willem.
The first time Ben and I, my boyfriend, ever saw it, it was Bob's finale. And we were like, holy shit, like this is the most talented group of people we've ever seen in our lives.
I remember watching that one. It was the year I was on like study abroad. And I remember just watching the like meet the queens, like mm-hmm. first look at everyone. And everyone was like, it was a really good bunch that year. But there was just something about Bob, like literally opening interview with a joke and then
what
like,
about Bob?
Hitting it. And was just like, yeah, this is. And I was just like, I'm pretty sure this one's going to win. Yeah. And then like, you can even watch the rest of the cast throughout that season be like, well, Bob's going to win, yeah. So we might as well just wear cute outfits and hang out.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. I love people with like a little bit of intensity to them.
Yeah.
You know who's so hot?
Tell us.
Which is giving that Boston chiseled is Shay Coulee.
Mm. Oh my god. Have you seen Shay's boyfriend?
No.
Shay's boyfriend is also such a cutie. He has a beard. Uh-huh. So you might and he's bald. So he might not be your type.
I don't
he's
love that for,
he's
but,
very,
but for Shay,
very cute.
Enjoy.
Also, the two of them together are like
yeah.
the cutest couple. I mean, Shay's face is perfect.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Like in and out of drag, like Shay yeah. Coulee has not only like some of the most amazing skin I've ever seen, but like just a face that where it's like, who did like this is intelligent design.
Yeah. What I'm realizing is that like I like bodies that are soft and bone structure in the face that could cut you.
Yeah. Mm.
Because you know who I'm thinking about too that I love. Do you know Carrie Ells?
I don't think so.
Yes, you do. Because you've seen Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Yes, Carrie Elwes.
Is that how you pronounced it?
That is how I've always said it, but I actually okay. don't know.
It's been a very long
Carrie
time
Elwes.
Since I've seen
yeah.
that movie. Like,
or Princess Bride.
Was that an early crush for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Princess Bride. He's the guy in Princess Bride.
He's
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you wish.
As you wish. Yeah. He's what Ben calls having elf face.
Yes.
Yeah. Andrea Allen, one of our first, or our first guest,
yeah.
she said elfy little twinks are
yeah.
what she's really into. It
yeah.
sounds
yeah,
like
yeah,
you two
yeah.
match up quite well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then Maura Higgins from Love Island fame. So
oh my
hot,
God.
And also elf face.
I loved Maura. She was crazy.
Maura.
The way she. Ooh. So this was one of the most incredible like designs of reality TV. Love Island, they send people into bomb relationships essentially where like
yes.
they find someone's type. They had a professional.
They're new relationships.
Yeah, they've known
no,
each
I,
other.
No, I know the format.
Okay.
I've seen a couple
okay.
episodes.
They had this boy, Tommy, who is a professional lightweight boxer.
Yeah, Tommy Fury.
And he was getting really hot and heavy with this girl. Do you remember her name?
Molly. Men.
Molly. Molly. Thank you.
Yeah.
And they're like, they've established themselves as like no one else on the island was of interest to either one of them.
Yeah.
It was very clear they had a path forward. They bring in Maura, who is a professional ring girl who has worked with Tommy many times.
Oh.
And the first night, the rule was, Maura, we're going to send you to the private hot tub on the roof that everyone can see where it is but can't see the hot tub or anything that happens inside of it. And you can pick any one person to hang out with you in the tub.
Yeah.
And she picked Tommy. And then she was like, I'm pretty sure he's into Molly, but I'm going to do everything I can to see if I can, like, turn his head. So one day while everyone's just hanging out and having a conversation, she walked behind the guy he was talking to, unwrapped a popsicle, and just goes,
she's amazing.
And like pulled the empty stick out and then just
that's
kept walking.
Art. That's
and
beautiful.
This poor boy is just like, did anyone see her do like she it was literally like they had like a Selkie from like Irish folklore of like
I yeah. love that you know what a Selkie is.
Yeah, a woman of the water who tempts men.
Have you ever seen
yeah,
the
but
movie?
They're also half manatee.
Yes. So half they're the original
or
mermaids.
Seal, sorry.
Oh no.
Very yeah. different animal.
But they can disguise themselves.
Like I love that you don't that you know it because I don't.
Also, manatees are in Florida, which
yeah.
you know there probably are manatees
well, they,
in Florida.
Manatees
the great
are,
Irish manatee.
It is theorized that manatees were what sailors thought mermaids
were. Mermaids, that's why I
because they
yeah.
saw the tail and they were like, what is this beautiful, curvaceous creature? And it's like, well, that is a sea cow, my friend. And you
yeah.
haven't seen a woman in so many months.
Yeah.
But yeah, just incredible work. By. Yeah.
But also, it gorgeous. Should be noted, Tommy never went for Maura.
No, not once.
Maura is so hot, and God bless her.
Good for
that
Molly.
I wish she would.
I gotta Google this.
I wish she would host it. She hosted
host.
All-stars for like 2 weeks. But Maya Jama is also great. Maya Jama is fucking hot. Anyway, but not healthy enough taste. For me. Thank you.
You really do. Like, thank you. The people you're listing.
And also, but also, I feel like very healthy. Like, I'm very curious. Are there any red flags that you were attracted to? Because these all feel like good qualities for people to have.
So, like, be in a relationship when you with. Find yourself attracted to people, do you ever notice, like, a recurring theme of, like, bad behavior or negative? Yeah, isn't she the hair? The, like, perfect Irish, like, brunette, dark hair.
She's so this beautiful. Is a different Moira. Did I spell it wrong?
How Moira.
M-O-R-A?
Higgins.
Yeah.
Moira Higgins. Okay. I had a... Okay.
So, I think my... red flags that I was consistently going for a very long time are, I mean, there's no physical red flags, right? So these are all like emotional,
they can be physical,
actionable.
I mean, look, Jesus was great and all, but some of the guys that look like him aren't necessarily the best.
I liked an emotionally unavailable person because I liked being the one who could fix them.
Sister.
And I also witnessed a bunch of cheating when I was younger, which made me feel like people weren't really committed and that the person being cheated with had the most power in the world. So I would just like people who were already in relationships, but I also think that that was a, I only acted on it once, so everyone chill.
Perhaps a response.
And I was
it.
In like eighth grade, but no, but it was like a coping mechanism and also a defense mechanism rather, because if that person isn't available and they don't seek you out, then you have a reason.
Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, well, yeah, it's not because of me. It's not because of anything I've done. It's not because I'm not hot as fuck. It's because they're just in this relationship that they have to stay in.
And also, it's like seeking out unavailable men means that you are less likely to have to then like become connected to somebody.
Literally.
Yeah.
I will also literally. Say, this is like one of the minefields of like, gay dating and hookup stuff in New York, because the men who are more likely to like want to get to know me and like talk more and like have recurring hookups almost always in an open relationship where it's like I only have so much stake at, like their perspective, and I love the open relationship. I have no issues with it. I have no personal issue hooking up with guys in an open relationship, but there have been times where like I've had to pump the brakes a little bit because I'm like, hey, like, I'm happy to develop this friendship. We should hang out, like, all of that. But, like, at a certain point...
You want to be the primary.
Yeah, you're also... You're starting to get, like, boyfriend perks here from me, and I'm not getting those back exactly.
Yeah.
Which, again, there's a way to balance it, but, like, I have... The open relationship boys are, like, ready to, like, be open and, like, talk to you and hang out more. And it's because they're, like, they just feel so secure, whereas a lot of, like, single gay guys are, like, this isn't anything. And it's, like, I know. It's 2 a.m. We met at Pieces. Like, relax.
Yeah. No, and I've known a lot of people, too, who, more gay people, who will either seek out, like, closeted or quote-unquote straight people for the same reason that I was going after people in relationships, because it's like, then they can't fully reject me.
Yeah.
Because they're not... Whatever. And I think all of that is just to say, like, we have to do a lot of self work and like love yourself before you can love anybody else, RuPaul.
Whereas what I think is a very interesting like flip to that, the people who I have seen like almost every time immediately get into a new relationship, very recently out, very recently moved to a new city. And they're just like, I found someone who's nice to me. Like it happened with that guy Colton Haynes, like right when he came up.
Yeah.
Gus Kenworthy, honestly, same thing. I mean, let's be real. Beautiful, beautiful boys. Like they
beautiful
were never
boys.
Going to have. I mean, is Gus Kenworthy your type with the beautiful blinking high cheekbones? Or
let
is
me,
he too?
Let me Google. I don't know him. I just know Colton. And Colton is, I would say, dude chiseled.
Yeah, me. You're probably gonna say
more Gus. Square face and less of a triangle.
Yeah, Gus is not your.
I love a triangle.
Gus is not your man. Triangle. He's the Olympic snowboarder skier who came out.
He's cute. He's a very cute, but not. I'd have to get to know his personality.
I want him and Richard Madden to start dating so bad.
You know what I think is so hot too?
Tell me.
Bo Burnham.
Really? Ooh, that's a big ick for me.
Really?
He doesn't do it for me at all. So but I also don't like twinks.
I think this is one of my red flags too, is like very funny men.
No, I want to be the
very funny men.
I want to be the funny one, and I want to be the sad one. So he strikes. I'm the
what
sad
what
one.
Does your husband get to be?
He gets to be around me.
A happy angel.
He is a happy. I've literally never seen your husband. He's a happy angel. Happy. Yeah. He's so wonderful.
He is happy. He's very anxious. He gets to be anxious. He gets to be the anxious one. I like people who seem so chill and are secretly so stressed.
I think every other like episode they leave a party and go about how much we love Ian on this podcast. Yeah. And it's very sweet.
He's like in Cheers, like Norma.
Yeah.
Like you never, he's never here, but you hear about him all the time.
Yeah. That's
So on the topic of red flags,
mm-hmm.
can we ask you?
And fuck boys.
And fuck. Oh, I love a fuck
like
boy.
Like I love, my boyfriend was a fuck boy before
really?
I
would have never guessed.
Oh, congratulations. Well done.
Oh my. Well, that's the thing I've always been seeking.
Mm-hmm.
Can you pin down the fuck boy?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck boy to the point that I know several women he was fucking while fucking me. Mm. And one of them followed me the other day. 8 years later.
Wow.
I was like, either she listened to something that I was on, she's still hung up on him, or he fucked her recently. No.
Maybe she's just like very evolved and was like.
Remy's cool. Yeah. Remy's no, cool. Maybe.
I think you don't give yourself quite enough credit again, I think, of like.
No.
Yeah, I'm sure you just came across her and she was like, you know what?
No, but I knew her.
Oh.
She knew me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you left a great impression.
That's how much of a fuckboy. He would bring like several of us to like one event or not bring, but like invite.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. I love that. I kind of want to talk more about that. Maybe we should have him on.
Yeah.
Oh my God. He probably doesn't remember any of it. He was so drunk the whole time.
Oh, well, that kind of explains a little bit of it. Yeah. But on this topic, if you were to do some like deep introspection,
mm-hmm.
what would you say? And you can name like two or three.
Mm.
What are you? Your own biggest green and red flags.
Ooh. Okay. Let's start with red because it comes easier to me.
I know me.
Are there people for whom that's not true who are like,
I think there are people who don't fucking say it. I
adjusted people. Number one, I am not a full adult yet.
Okay.
I am... Yeah, I will put all these under the same category. I don't think I am independent enough. I don't look at my bank statements enough. Mm. And I still live with my dad. Red flag. Red flag. Number two. My sense of humor can be kind of mean.
Really?
Sister. Yeah.
We both like a tease.
I love to tease.
We both like to tease, and I'm sure based on what you're telling me, you've been in the same situation as I have.
Yeah.
Where I'm having a good time. I assume we're having a good time. And then I find out much later.
Yeah.
Someone was not having a good time. And I feel very bad about that because like I'm only doing that because I'm like it's fun, like, razz me back, and, like...
Yeah.
I feel like you're so good at always following it up with something nice and, like, a little connection moment,
Well, though. I've worked on it.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
I've worked on it.
But the natural impulse
is... I don't like to hurt people's feelings.
Yeah.
Unless you've hurt mine, and then I will ruin you.
From the red, I think we've found a green as well.
Okay.
Works on herself, doesn't want to hurt people.
Doesn't want to hurt
kind.
People. Yeah.
Yeah. But I also noticed for a long time I could dish out my little digs but not take them.
Ooh.
So I think now that I'm more aware of it, I can take the digs more and it you get better at knowing which relationships you can do that in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, even in my relationship there was like a nickname I was calling Ben for a while, and eventually he had to be like, I don't like that nickname. And I was like, oh, really? Fuck. And I like stopped.
Yeah.
But I couldn't sense it.
Yeah.
And then a final red flag is, I need you to love my cat, but you cannot have my cat love me
love you
more than she loves me.
That's how my mom feels about her dog. My mom got a new puppy last year and is like a little bit salty about the fact that it's a puppy,
mm-hmm.
and literally loves every single person it meets. She's the cutest little dog, but my mom's last dog only really liked my mom and was like a little spectrumy and like weird with other people.
Mm-hmm.
We all joked that the dog had autism, including my mom, and like she loved that shit. She was like, I'm the dog's favorite person in the world.
Yeah.
And it was very true. And this other dog, which my mom still really likes, she's like, dog just loves everybody on the street. We're like, mom, yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
She's like, is it?
Totally. Like, yeah, yes, it is. I always had the toughest time like sharing friends. Like, I'd be like, you're my friend.
Oh God. And I hated mixing friend groups, like, yeah, college, high school. My wedding was so stressful because I was like, my college best friend and my high school best friend and my
are
current best friend, they're all gonna meet
friends,
and they all have red hair and big butts, and they're all gonna notice that they all have red hair and big butts. Yeah. I have a best friend type. It's really weird.
My mom does too. She's only best friends with Catholic women who love drinking more than her.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, can I say some more red flags about me?
Do you not want to say some green ones?
Insecure, eventually. Imposter syndrome, procrastinate.
Now, men love that, though.
Well, what if I don't end up with a man?
I know.
Okay, green flags. You got to be cool if you got imposter syndrome. Right?
I kind of like that. Give us some more of your green flags.
So, I think my imposter syndrome comes from a place of, I never feel like I deserve the stuff that I get, because I feel like, oh, like, I haven't worked like hard enough. I'm not good enough or whatever. But when I do shows, I am good. You know, like, I think I chose comedy because it is such like a meritocracy in the room,
yeah,
at least, mm-hmm, you know, not, mm-hmm, not in the business, but like, did you get laughs or didn't you get laughs? And I always, not always, but most of the time, I'm getting consistent and good laughs.
You're a very good performer.
Thank you. So, check. Good performer.
Nice. Funny. Under
funny.
That
too. A good solo hang.
I was about to say, for I sure, feel like you sure are famously a good hang.
I'm a good, but small groups.
Oh,
or one-on-one.
I've always thought of you as the, I know we've made the joke about like going outside to smoke.
Yeah.
You are the perfect like, hey, let's take a minute and,
yeah,
like hang out. Because like, I've gotten feedback from other comics where they're like, we're kind of surprised that you of all people get quiet in a big group. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I'm not always down to do the like double Dutch, like, and I got to get a word in. Like,
no, I get overwhelmed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's sometimes I am just like, you guys are talking about stuff that, like, I don't even have experience doing. So, mm-hmm, like, why would I insert myself in the... I watched it was Karen. There was one night where I was just talking to her at the stand, and we were, like, talking one-on-one. And she kept pausing every once in a while,
mm-hmm,
like, while we were talking, because I was asking her about something.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept pausing, and then
she'd
keep talking.
She's podcast trained?
No.
Oh.
She finally was like, you haven't interrupted me once. And I was like,
that's what I'm saying. She's trained by podcast men.
Right. And I was just like oh, I asked you a question. I want to hear.
Meanwhile,
I just interrupted you while saying.
You're stepping into your power, sister. thanks for spilling.
Thanks for spilling.
She had to text me and be like, I'm sorry. What is this? And I had to explain. It's in response to someone they've been struggling with,
yeah,
HIV.
I knew it was.
Not kudos, mama. Yeah. Yeah.
I just saw her talk about it. Like that. Someone asked her about that moment, and she was like, so in the room, obviously, No one said anything when I said that because we're all like, yeah, whatever. Plain responded. She was like, I got a text from one of the Drag Race editors who was like, girl, what the fuck? She was like, we kept that in because we had to show you saying something. Like,
yeah.
Why are people running with this? And she was like, I don't know. And then she made a joke later on where she was like, you know, I'm just really artistic. And Nymphia was next to her and she was like, oh, artistic. And I thought that was so funny.
I love Nymphia.
Speaking of Boston, soft baby faces, the cook at my high school one time was having a conversation with someone who was saying that they had read Temple Grandin's book about animals, about how she could talk to animals because she was sick. And the cook from my high school goes, I don't know, you telling me like Michelangelo and all of them, like Leonardo da Vinci, all of them, they can talk to animals because they're autistic.
Oh, hilarious. Because of the accent.
Yeah.
But wait, I didn't know that autism came with parcel tongue.
Yeah.
Actually, Dr. Doolittle, famously, just very high functioning.
Had autism.
For sure, autistic.
I love Dr. Doolittle.
I loved
Did
Dr.
you ever
Doolittle.
Read the book?
Yes, I read the book. I loved so, the book.
With the two-part, or the two-headed, like, giraffe or whatever the fuck, two-headed deer.
Oh.
Green Flag reads.
Green Flag reads.
Not anymore. I read it when I was young.
Yeah. Did you ever read Mary Poppins?
Mm-mm, I hate Mary Poppins. Red flag.
Red flag? How do you hate Mary Poppins?
Can't stand.
Okay, but the book is very different. She's
do you just
mean
hate
in
nannies?
The book.
No, I love nannies.
Oh, okay.
Green flag.
we'll get to that game in a minute. Wait, I want one more good green flag from you. One of your own.
Okay, my body is so good at letting me eat shit and have terrible hygiene. I have never gotten a cavity. I don't have any.
You have great teeth, too.
Yeah. Thank you. I don't have, like, I don't really get, like, sick that much. Like, knock on wood. I eat such bad shit. And my cholesterol's fine. My bloods are fine. Like, I didn't brush my teeth for, like, the first, like, 20 years of my life. I've never had a like, what the fuck?
Way to reveal a red flag in the green flag.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
Yeah, a little red flag.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of not being an adult.
Yeah.
These are all things I'm working
on.
Oh,
yeah, you.
I didn't shower for a long time. I do now. I shower now.
I love a shower.
I floss. But
flossing is the bane of my existence.
I love
and
it.
Every time I forget to do it for like 2 days, it is just nasty.
I'd rather floss than brush any day.
Interesting.
Yeah. Apparently it's better for you. But yeah, my body has insane snapback in where health is concerned. And I like my boobs.
Yeah, when you led with body, I was like so there with you. I was like, Remy's a stone cold hottie.
Thank you.
We know this.
Yeah.
But
I
like my boobs. But I like that you appreciate like your body's fortitude, essentially.
It's a fucking brick house.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I always say it's because my brain is so broken, like God makes things even though I don't believe in her.
Oh, as someone who didn't break their hand today. Also pretty proud of my body.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Tell the story.
Oh, so annoying. This is such an interlude. I'll try to make this as quick as possible. I fell on a city bike yesterday going to a movie with my brother and his friends. Not a bad fall, but like, you know, bike goes down sideways. It was on 6th Ave. I scrape up my hand. A nice European woman saw me go down and was like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm pretty sure I am, honestly. Like, I'm bleeding, but like, you know, whatever. Sit through the movie. Iced my hand the whole time. On my way home, I'm like, I fucked up my finger last summer and had mallet fingers. So I was like, you know, let me get my hand checked.
Mallet? Just to make sure.
It's when the tendon in the tip of your finger separates from the bone. So you can't straighten your finger. It didn't hurt that bad, honestly.
It hurts my ear.
Yeah. So I go get my hand checked at the MedRite. And the doctor there, first the nurse gives me attitude and she's like, we close in 10 minutes, just letting you know. So like, we probably can't see you. Well, that's the thing. The doctor yells from the back. She's like, that's not how it works. We have to see him. And then they take me back. This woman, like, checks my hand, and she's, like, kind of chiding me because she's like, why didn't you come in sooner? And I'm like, it didn't seem like that big of a deal, and also, like, it doesn't hurt that bad. And she's like, it's really swollen. She was like, it really doesn't look good. And she was like, our x-ray guy isn't here, so we'll have to set up another appointment. By the way, they never call me back to set up an appointment. She checks my hand. She's like, this is bad. She's like, you definitely have a fracture at least. Probably broken. Doesn't have any splints. So she wraps my hand in gauze. And as she's doing it, I'm like, hey, this really hurts. And she's like, yeah, we have to tie it really tight so that we bind the finger. Like, no, it really, really hurts now, unlike when I came in here. And she's like, well, you can loosen it, but I really wouldn't recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
I take Tylenol, try to go to bed. Wake up at 5 a.m. in some of the most intense pain I've ever felt in my life. Like a 7, I would say, out of 10. I think I'm going to throw up from pain. Go to the ER down the street, and they unwrap the hand so they can x-ray it. I'm like, oh, I think the Advil I took this morning is kicking in because my hand doesn't hurt as bad. It's like a 4 or 5 now.
Yeah.
They x-ray my hand. The doctor comes back and he's like, you're completely fine. He was like, you don't even have a fracture.
That's insane.
No bruise. He was like, all of the pain was from that bad wrap job. He was like, don't ever go to that MedRite ever again. So MedRite, go fuck yourselves. Get
you,
a real doctor.
MedRite. More like MedWrong.
Very MedWrong. And that's the, I also had to ask my primary care physician about them at one point because I told them I went in there for like a sty or something just to get drops.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, are you on any prescription drugs? And I was like, yeah, I'm on Truvada. It's like PrEP. They're like, how many milligrams? And I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, it's PrEP. So it's
PrEP.
The one. And they were like, you should really know your dosage for that. And
yeah.
I was like, I've never heard anyone talk. So I just asked my PCP about it. And he was like, she asked you the dosage on your PrEP? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, it's the same on every pill. It's different filler. He was like, you can't have a different dosage.
Yeah.
He was like, that's someone who doesn't know what they're talking about. I'm like, damn. It's a real 2 strikes and you're out with this place.
Totally.
One time I got an ultrasound at this place and the woman came in. For the baby.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I have had ultrasounds for other
me
things,
too.
But this was for the baby.
Yeah.
I'm just always curious because I think everyone naturally goes to baby for ultrasounds.
Yes, but this was for the baby. One time I had an ultrasound and they did an ultrasound because I found like a lump under my arm that was sort of near my boob. So I was like, all right. And the guy came in and he was like, yeah, it's just part of your breast. You can actually have breasts all up and down your torso like a dog. Anyways, I got to go. And he left. And I was like, you can't just say that and then leave.
Oh
yeah, you can
God.
Have breast tissue all up and down your torso like a dog. Apparently.
Very much like the doctor from Arrested Development. He's going to be all right. Oh, thank God. You're taking this in such good stride. What do you mean? We had to amputate his left hand.
Yeah. Very much that. Very that. So, but she comes in and she's like, what prescriptions are you on? And I tell her, and one of them is like, I was like an antibiotic for like a lady issue. I had a vagina issue. You know what I mean? Just like some fucking, like I had bacteria, like BV or something.
Yeah.
And she was like, what does that do? And I was like, oh, it's for BV. And she was like, what's that? And it just was
what?
Like, oh my God. Like, and like, it just was, I was like, I'm like already, like, I'm just already like snatched to the wind here, lady. Can you just like write it down and shut up? So then she gets the wand in and she like can't see the baby. And she's so annoyed. And she's like, you know, it's the end of my shift. And I was like, I'm sorry. I didn't put her there. Okay. I mean, I did put her there, but like, I didn't position the baby so that you couldn't see her on purpose.
Yeah.
So then she like shoves into me. She's like, and she's like, they say not to shake the baby, but don't worry. And I was like,
very worried.
I'm so worried right now.
I really,
awful.
Oh my God.
I know that everyone gets frustrated at their job and there's no way around it. When a medical professional voices frustration about work to a patient,
yeah.
I'm like, hey, you're bad at your job.
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't care.
No, that's literally part of bedside manner.
Right. I'm like, I'm actually worried about me right now, and I came here because of that.
Yeah.
So you making me feel bad about your shift ending soon, not really making me feel good.
There was one time I had like an unidentified illness, and I went to like a bunch of doctors, and one of them,
Dr. House MD,
exactly, goes, well, it could be like a flu or whatever. He goes, or you could have chlamydia. And then he leaves the room for like 45 minutes. Like, you and I'm in a very serious relationship at that time. So I'm just sitting there. I start hysterically crying. I'm like, my boyfriend cheated on me, getting chlamydia. And then he comes back and he's like, why are you crying? I was like, you said I have chlamydia. He's like, I said you could have chlamydia.
Oh, come on.
I just had to get retested for chlamydia because all my labs came back negative except the urine test.
Yeah.
And my healthcare, my one medical was like, we should start treatment right now. And I was like, wait a second. I was like, I'm sorry, I've had sex with 2 people in the last month. They both just got tested. I was like, why are we jumping to treatment? I don't have symptoms. Like,
Yeah.
Can I not get retested? And they're like, well, if you have chlamydia, we should treat it. And I was like, right. I'm telling you, I don't think I have chlamydia, because if I got chlamydia, I've never had an STI. Mm-hmm. Knock on wood. And also how? But like, for them to be like, you, I mean, they were kind of like, you're a gay guy. You definitely have chlamydia. And I was like, I'm going to get retested.
So did you?
Yeah. And I came back negative right away.
Interesting. So what's funny is when I finally broke up with the guy that I thought gave me chlamydia, I hooked up with this other guy and he gave me chlamydia.
God really said you're not dodging it this time.
Yeah. And then he tried to blame me and I was like, you are the first person I have fucked in 2.5 years that wasn't my like boyfriend.
Yeah.
You gave me chlamydia.
I had a gynecologist, I had a gynecologist that I liked who went on maternity leave, and I saw like a replacement. And I like the minute those women walked in the room, vibes are off. Like, I should snap my legs together right now. And she was awful. So she was like giving me the exam, and at one point she was like, I just people like know that they're pregnant. I don't really
know. What?
Like,
Whoa. Yeah. Oh, she's like, I think people know when they're pregnant, and I think I know when people
you're a
have
slut.
An STI. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God.
You should be part of this lawsuit for something else.
Oh my God.
It was like, I forget. It was like falsifying something with insurance.
Do you want to hear the funniest thing about the not funniest topic?
Yes.
So you know how there's that lawsuit in New York for like some doctor that was like assaulting his patients?
Yeah, at Columbia.
Yeah. Horrible. But then the guy they have doing the ad looks identical to the guy.
I cannot tell them apart.
Did the shit, and I'm like,
the lawyer and the,
what is going on?
That's so weird.
It's so weird. You cannot tell.
That like,
is so funny. I have seen the ads that are like, "Were you victimized
by me?"
This person?
Like, that's what it looks like. I'm like, that picture looks.
If a photo of my face strikes fear into your heart, you may be entitled to compensation.
Literally.
Maybe
they chose him to be the one in the commercial because everyone was mistaking him for him anyway.
Yeah,
so
he was
just
like, might as well get
this
on the case.
Isn't me.
I just had this conversation with my primary care physician, but I once had to go to a proctologist because I had real bad hemorrhoids.
Mm.
And the doctor is like, are you gay? And I was like, yes. And that was the end of his line of questioning.
God bless him.
And I'm just sitting there like, and I think I was 20, 21.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like,
and?
There's one more question that you got to ask about butt stuff.
Yeah.
If, because like, that's usually what caused, in my case, that is not what caused my hemorrhoids. But like, even my doctor, when I told him that, was like, oh my God. He was like, so he was just like, oh, then it must be this. Like, I get, it's weird. Whatever.
He thought, yeah.
But, he thought but, I was getting it up the pooper.
Yeah.
Sumptuous.
We're going to play
but
a little.
You were just taking a lot of effort for the poop.
Yeah. I got a Jewish tummy. Yeah. We're going to play a little game now.
Right, same.
Okay.
You were already kind of playing it earlier, which is very impressive. It's called Red Flag, Green Flag. Woo! We're going to say stuff back and forth. It'll be rapid fire. And you just tell us if for you, not in general, it's a red flag or a green flag. You can say beige flag. We prefer you to take a hard stance.
Okay.
Sarah, do you want to start us off?
Has a podcast.
Red flag.
Smart. Sweater collection.
Green flag.
I knew it would be for you.
Yeah.
Has wrestled an alligator.
How big?
You don't know the size.
Where... Are they from a place with alligators?
Yeah.
Green flag.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Regularly goes rock climbing.
Ugh, red flag.
Oh,
wait. But if it's indoor, green flag.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Safe.
Smart.
And fun.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So I'm going to guess. So I was going to say adrenaline junkie.
beige, honestly, because I respect it, but I don't want to live with it.
Okay.
Picky eater.
Red flag.
Thank you.
But I am one.
Are you?
A bit.
A bit or actually? Because there are people who say they're a picky eater and then they're like, I don't like this food.
Can you, when you go to restaurants, do they have things that you like?
Of course.
Okay.
But when I order a miso soup, does Ben have to say no scallions? And if it comes with scallions, he picks them out for me?
Yeah. That's actually very cute.
That's
adorable. But that's also, you don't like scallions. That's not that great. Like what would you say is your most extreme example of being a picky eater, though? Or is it that? Because if it's that, girl,
and
you're not that bad.
I don't like a ton of mixing of foods.
Okay.
Like, I prefer if most of the stuff isn't touching, but I'm getting better at it.
When you do Thanksgiving, how do you approach the plate?
Oh, everything can touch.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because it's Thanksgiving and gravy should be on everything.
Aha.
Okay. You're not as picky as you made yourself sound.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Sarah?
Has a piercing that you can't see.
What do you mean can't see?
When you meet them, you can't see.
Oh. Different piercings are different flags.
Exactly.
For me. Nipple piercing, green flag.
Yes.
Prince Albert, red flag.
Sure. I agree. But also, I've never encountered one in the wild.
Prince Albert?
Yeah.
I have. I've asked them to take it off.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yep. If that's not going in my mouth, I'm so sorry. I'm not chipping a tooth.
Oh.
I do like the taste of metals, though.
Oh.
Interesting.
I don't know. Unidentified flag.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a new category.
Okay. I like it.
Need to experience more flag.
Yeah.
must experience flag. Okay, let's see. Film snob.
Ugh, red flag. I need you to like... here's the thing. I love good movies, but I also love bad movies.
Can you give us an example of both where you love them?
I love Richard Linklater movies.
Okay.
I love the Before trilogy. Before Julie Delpy said that thing.
What did Julie Delpy say?
She was talking about how it's harder to be a woman than to be a black person. Oh, and I was like, don't you know that
those people are not?
Oh, is that the
you
clip with
not.
Kieran Culkin looking so sad?
Yes.
Oh, are the Culkins in your wheelhouse as Blinky Boys?
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think Kieran's the cutest one.
For sure. Yeah, Kieran's really cute. Yeah. And Macaulay's got a face that you could just. Yeah.
He's got a bit.
But I feel like it's nothing soft underneath.
They're sinewy. They're certainly
sinewy. They're thin, yeah.
Yeah. Kieran's got a little softness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? Oh, so I love the Before trilogy. But I also love Clueless.
Clueless is not...
I know Clueless is a work of art, but in an episode of Greek that I was watching from ABC Family when I was doing my binge, one of the guys is dating a film snob played by Schmidt from New Girl. He plays a gay guy in Greek, and he plays it really well.
I believe that.
And or maybe Fisher. There's two film snobs. I think it's actually the one that the girl is dating, but he lies to her and says he likes Clueless, and then he takes her to like an actual film night and then is like, no, Clueless sucks.
Because see, like, I consider myself a film snob. Yeah. I love Clueless. There was no amount of money my friends could give me to make me go see Madame Web.
No. I loved Madame Web. It's so bad.
There are certain bad movies where I'm like, yes, let's do it. Like, yeah. I saw Cocaine Bear with my friends and I was like, oh my God, this is terrible.
Yeah, it's
there's
terrible.
Something about the Disney properties where I'm like, if I can tell that you have Disney money and you still made a shitty movie, I don't want to be part of it.
I also like, I'm at such a luxury with movies. Like, I don't get a lot of time to watch like I used to. I can't binge like I used to. Like, I'm watching The Traitors right now and I'm like, this is worth the time.
Yeah.
Like, this is bad and I love and it's worth the time. But for movies, it's like, I still haven't seen Saltburn. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't seen anything.
Haven't seen Saltburn,
it's so fun.
Saltburn's not really on my list.
I saw Everything Everywhere All at Once like 6 months ago.
Actually, I saw that movie very recently for the first time too, and I loved it. I thought it was very fun. My brother didn't love it. I understood his criticism. He's like, it's a fun movie to watch, but he was like, I thought some of the like accolades and awards around like
he was like, the central plot is like pure wish fulfillment, and like there's kind of it's very dressed up, but it's like immigrant mom accepts her gay daughter, and he thought it was a little weird that it was just like a switch flips.
Sure, but also isn't it beautiful?
Just
to think, she's seen all of these realities, and she's like, in every reality, I love you. And I'm all these different things. So why would I make this one thing about you the thing that makes me not love you? Like,
I'm with you. I think we have slightly different takes to my straight
fight
brother.
Your brother.
I would pay to watch that. Okay.
But yeah, also final point on Clueless being a great movie. I wish she had said to him, you know it's based on Emma, right? How do you not think that's an incredible feat of adaption?
Yeah, it's just a really well-written movie.
The Christmas Party is a Christmas Party.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I know the answer to this one. Will not watch reality TV with you.
Red flag.
Yeah.
Gets into a physical fight every 3 years.
Oh, red flag. Okay. That's weird.
Yeah. We had someone on, was it Lizzie, who was like, loves someone who has the potential of getting into a bar fight, and I'm like, no. If you can't like moderate your own shit to be like, okay, this guy's being a dick, let's go somewhere else.
Yeah,
like, that's to me, because I'm not trying to be the like one nursing you back to health afterwards.
Totally.
I'm not interested in that.
Yeah,
I definitely am.
Is a nurse.
Ooh, red flag. I mean, sorry. it's a
red flag. Like, fuck them.
No, green flag.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
No, it's always interesting. I think most things are red flag, or most things, damn, I did it too. Most things are actually green flags to people, and like you just never analyze it.
Well, there is like a nurse stereotype on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Is that they're crazy?
That they were mean girls in high school.
Mean girls in high school became nurses.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've also experienced.
Yeah,
I will say I do love a nurse who's a little, because I don't like the sugar lollipop kind of nurse who's like, okay, now we're gonna take your blood and it's all gonna be, and I'm like, I'm an adult man. My voice cracked as I said it, but like I don't like that shit. My favorite nurse I've ever had, because when I did Accutane, I had to get blood work every month.
Mm-hmm.
Literally just went, hey, what's that? And pointed, and I was like, what? And then she pinched my arm, stuck the needle in, and was like, done.
How did you do that? My dad's a doctor, and all the nurses that work in his office are fabulous.
Yeah.
Nice people.
I'm a fainter, and so the best nurse I ever had, I was like, listen, I am a fainter, because you're supposed to tell them, and she was like, okay, well, we're not doing that today. And then I didn't.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I love, a good nurse is, like, so wonderful. Oh.
Hello, nurse.
Ooh, nurse. Because nurses help people, and those people need help. Any others, Sarah?
No, I think I might be tapped out. I'm trying to think.
It's okay if you
video games. Plays a lot of video games.
What's a lot?
He says, or he or she qualifies as at a lot. You don't know.
Green flag.
Okay,
cool.
I love video games.
Are you a let me watch you play a video game girlfriend?
Hell yeah. But I also I love to play them.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in a similar boat, but like I have a couple of friends where like if we go to each other's apartments and we're like not trying to like make plans,
yeah,
one of us will fully watch the other play a video game.
Especially with Zelda, I love to be quote unquote book girl. They're not book girls anymore because you can just go on the internet and things. But back in the day,
the friend who's helping figure out how do you beat the boss.
Yes. And I had two older brothers and I would be their book girl. And then in college, I would be Giulio Gallerati. Shout out. We went to college together. He was a senior. I was a freshman. I would be his book girl. When my roommate was fucking people in our room, I would go to Giulio's. I'd book girl for him. And now I don't even really consult the internet. I just like to use my mind and be like, you need to go over there. You need to do that. And
do you have a favorite video game? I mean, you said Zelda's up there.
So I can't play Zelda. The controls are too hard for me.
Okay.
But my sister and I have beaten Paper Mario and the spinoffs. Thousand Year Door, I've only beaten once, but like so many times.
You know, there's a new one coming out.
No.
Yeah, for Switch.
What?
They have a new Paper Mario coming out.
Oh
it's
my
like
God.
I think it might be a remake of the original.
amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. It's so cute.
It's, oh, that game is extremely cute.
It's
well,
so
I'll send you a video
cute.
Of Paper Mario. It's, it might be the best version of Mario from like
Star Summit. Cutest place I've ever seen.
I loved the Thousand Year Door. I didn't even have that game. But
Thousand
like,
Year Door was intense. I had to buy a new controller for it.
Damn.
Because it was GameCube.
Yeah, you're working your thumbs.
Yeah, I hated it.
Okay, we're getting to the end here. So we want to ask you the question we ask all our guests at the end.
Okay.
Very simple. Who is so hot right now?
Who is so hot right now? Do I have to find them hot?
Kind of. You should. It's someone who you think is like peak hot right now in this moment in life.
And it has to be somebody I haven't said yet.
No, it can be someone you've said.
Okay.
Why don't you go first?
Yeah.
And then
you
we'll
go first.
Yeah.
I mean, mine feels like such a cop out. Mine's Beyonce, just because Cowboy Carter came out. And
yeah.
Like I remember listening to Lemonade a lot when that album came out. Not it's not the same as the way I'm listening to this album. Like I'll just be walking around, I'm like, I'm just gonna hit play on the album because it's really like I like Beyonce. I've never been like a frothing at the mouth Beyonce person.
Yeah.
I have so much respect because like she can do so much so incredibly well.
Yeah.
But I'm not like Hive. This album I'm just like, wow, you like smash it. Cause I don't know. I like when Beyonce is a lyricist,
mm-hmm.
and this is such a lyrically driven album. And there, I've seen people who are like, why weren't people this excited about Renaissance? I'm like, you know, Renaissance is house music. It's fun to listen to, but like, it's a little harder to like sit and listen to Renaissance and like kind of soak in it and like really feel, because it's something you want to go out and dance to. It's not like a
walking the streets of New York City listening to Renaissance is like really pump
it.
If I'm very honest, I don't listen to a lot of Beyonce. I love her. Virgo sister.
Yeah.
But,
no, I was in this.
I'm not an album girly.
I was in the same boat until Lemonade and this one where
okay.
I was like, wow, I really, because I like storytelling in music. Like,
yeah.
I loved Lemonade the same way I like old Cher music where it's like, this is a story. This is something that's going on. Like my favorite Cher songs are like Dark Lady, Half Breed, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. Like I like when an artist
okay.
is like, here's this story that I'm telling. And Renaissance is a little less story driven and a little more like emotive and like a feeling and like a time. Whereas this is very lyrical and like, I love it. Do you guys have favorite songs off the album?
I haven't listened yet.
No.
Interesting.
But I know she did Jolene.
And it's a different version of Jolene. And Dolly mm-hmm. Parton is credited as the sole writer on it.
What
I'm
really
mean?
Excited.
So it's unclear.
What do you lean?
It's unclear if the rule is when you cover a Dolly Parton song, she is considered the writer, but all the lyrics are different, and Dolly is credited as the sole writer. Beyonce's a writer on every other track.
Interesting.
So it either means there's a rule with Dolly Parton where it's a Dolly Parton song, so it was written by Dolly Parton, or Beyonce said, I want to do a cover of Jolene. Can we rewrite
do this
it to
shit
be
together?
From my point of view? And Dolly was like, yes.
I saw Dolly posted something about it.
She said she was like, Beyonce's given her more trouble than she gave me. I love it. Like,
yeah.
Because the story of Jolene is that Dolly went to confront her and Jolene beat the shit out of her.
Really?
Yeah. She was like, she beat me with her wig.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I did see that.
And she was like, but
I kind of blocked it out because I don't like that. I don't like that.
Dolly's very funny. I had to do like a deep dive on her interviews.
No,
and,
she's
like,
so
she can,
funny.
If Dolly Parton really put her mind to it, she could.
I just don't like Jolene doing that to her.
Me neither. I don't like her taking her man either.
Mm-mm.
And it didn't happen.
But she didn't.
No.
She just beat the shit out of her. I was like, I'll do what I want.
Well, she was a bank teller. I bet she was like, what? Lady, what the fuck? You have such a better life than me.
That's so funny. Okay, Sarah.
Who's so hot?
Who's so hot right now?
Country artist that I discovered like recently before Beyonce's album came out, and I was like super obsessed with her. She has a song called Buckle Bunny, and she since the album has come out and people are like kind of exploring more black country artists now has kind of blown up a little bit.
Oh, cool.
Then. And also I just think she's very hot.
Can you Unreal. Sing that song to me? I would love to listen.
I absolutely will. It is, you know what? It tells a story.
Yeah.
It tells it. It tells it. And it, but it's just, I like sometimes, I don't know. It's like one of those songs where I'm like, this fucking slaps and it's not my world, but like, I just love it.
I think both of you will really like Bodyguard. When I'm excited. This album.
I'm really excited to listen.
It's because of the headphone snafu that I haven't.
Like, I just haven't had the time.
I hate a headphone snafu. Yeah. Okay, so I'm glad you said froth because it reminded me. Kristen Stewart is so hot right now.
Kristen Stewart is so hot right now. Have you seen Love Lies Bleeding yet?
I haven't yet, but I think she's just really coming into her own. And she is so comfortable with herself for like the first time that like everyone used to be like, oh, she's so awkward and she's so fucking weird doing press. And now like she's just doing podcasts and
yeah,
like
she's cool as shit.
Is just like answering questions that we've always wanted to know about. And like she just seems very at peace with herself. So since I already said her before, I want to also say Tim Robinson is so hot right now. Everybody loves I Think You Should Leave. And what a triumph, since most of his sketches on SNL got like rejected. And the other day, my boyfriend showed me this show called The Characters, which if you like characters, yeah, it's from 2016.
Yeah, they it was Lauren Lapkus's big, big moment.
Yeah, and they gave a bunch of different comics their own episode to do like a bunch of characters. And so we just discovered that show. We watched Tim Robinson's episode and a bunch of the sketches in it are the reason why he got I Think You Should Leave. So he's so hot right now and he very much inspires me that like even when you are failing, like just keep fucking going.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Astronomy Club?
Uh-uh.
Great. Another one season Netflix sketch show.
Okay.
With the Astronomy Club UCB group. It's like
cool.
And it's all like the framework is they're filming a reality TV show.
I love
so
that.
So every sketch is in between like we all live in a house together. And what happens when one improv troupe like it's
I
very
love
real
that.
World and it's so funny. And it's so, like the reality TV show part of the show is as funny, if not funnier, than the sketches.
Amazing.
Like they
I can't
knocked
wait.
It out of the park.
I'm so excited.
It's so good. Remy, that's been the podcast.
Oh my
it's
God.
Been...
I've loved the podcast.
The podcast loves you.
I don't want to leave the podcast.
Leave the podcast.
Well, for if you do have to leave the podcast.
I do have to leave, yeah.
Where could people find you to continue loving you?
Okay, come over to my podcast. It is How Come Podcast. It's spelled the way you think. Come.
Hey.
It is on all the platforms. And I am also on all the platforms. So I'm Remy Casimir, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. And the podcast is How Come Podcast on all those platforms. And come see me at a show. I post my dates usually on Instagram. And
we'll link that in our description.
And link that below.
Do you have a favorite social media? Like, what's the one where if you're like, this is the best of me, come follow?
The best of me? Literally nowhere right now.
Okay.
Hard
like,
same.
No, I'm mostly just like enjoying.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a big Instagram stories girly. I'm kind of getting back into it. And I've been sharing more on TikTok recently.
I'm sincere
on
TikTok.
It just depends what your vibe is. What?
I'm sincere on TikTok and I'm snarky on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm
seem to be
Twitter
snarky
trash.
On TikTok. I went fucking viral on Twitter the other day. Did you see?
What did you do?
No.
You didn't see?
I don't think
Tyler,
so.
Tyler, I thought you would see.
I don't know. Maybe I saw. Maybe there's so many things that I see.
Okay. Did you see that guy being like, Rose from Titanic is the reason why women aren't shit. Like she's,
I think I did see this.
She's dying and she's still thinking about some guy she fucked when she was like 18 and not like her husband or her kids or whatever. And I wrote, Rose is a fictional character written by a man. Hope this helps.
I did see this. It was while I was in excruciating pain this morning.
Okay.
That's why
okay.
it maybe didn't my brain.
Yeah.
But I remember that exact tweet and I was like, wait, and someone made a joke about how she's fictional. Like, it was you.
It was me.
It was you.
It was me.
Yeah, guys, follow Remy. I mean, she's truly, if you can't tell from this conversation, such a delight.
Thank you.
It's been so lovely having you. Thank you for coming.
I've loved
by.
Being here. You guys are so amazing, and I love you.
We
love you too.
We love you so much.
All right. That's been the podcast. Thank you all so much.
Rate and subscribe.
Rate and subscribe and follow us too. Bye.
Bye.